This is the Power Aesthetic Podcast. I'm Paul Wagner, and today we are powering through technical difficulties that I've been having, which is the reason that you have not heard a new Power Aesthetic Podcast in a couple of weeks. I apologize for the delay, especially to those of you who are on as monthly supporters. I'm just recording this one straight on my phone. I hope you guys are okay with that and forgive the slight decrease in sound quality. Sometimes done is better than perfect, so we're just going to dive right in. Today, I wanted to talk about something that seems like sort of a no-brainer for the Power Aesthetic to discuss, which is physical appearance. And I wanted to talk about why it's important based on a couple of things that I've been looking at and seeing over the past week. One of these is that I've been going through a lot of my old branding materials and sort of source materials and things like that as I've been working on a couple of projects, both for myself and for a few clients that I've been working with. And as I've worked back through there, you know, one of the most important things when you're working on your own brand or business is that you don't want to leave it up to others to decide what it is. You want them to be able to look at it, and you want it to communicate a certain amount of information to them automatically by what you have chosen to communicate to them. Whatever that is, whether that's an emotional response or whether they look at it and they say, oh, this is cool, I know exactly what this is based on the name and the logo and so on. You don't want to leave that to chance, and you don't want to leave it up to other people to make that decision. And it's the same with ourselves, our physical appearance and the way that we choose to represent ourselves out there in the world. So one of the things that I've been looking at and noticing is that there's two young guys who are little brothers of a couple of guys in my crew. They're very young, you know, kind of uncertain of themselves as most teenagers are, you know, insecure and so on. And a couple of the guys have sort of taken it on themselves to sort of work on these guys and in these very small but very powerful ways. And I've watched it already start to have this notable effect, not just on the way that they look and sort of are presented, but in the confidence levels that you can see there and sort of the way that they're carrying themselves, and even in their attitude with how they're talking now is starting to change as they get more confidence and they feel like they look better, their posture has been corrected and so on and so forth. And so today I wanted to dive a little bit into a few of the basics of the physical appearance. So, you know, it's important, obviously, for the reasons that we just talked to. There are certain tactical reasons for sure why it can be a good idea to appear as less than we are. But we can get into that another time. Right now, I'm not really talking about tactics or gray man stuff or anything like that. I'm just talking about how you present yourselves. And the first thing to say is that I think anytime there's like a kind of guy who, when he starts hearing stuff about physical aesthetic and appearance and fashion and stuff like that, he raises all these red flags because he's very uncomfortable with that. But whether or not you know, you are buying into some kind of aesthetic or fashion already. And if you're not, you still are. It's just a terrible one, if that makes sense. It's kind of like, you don't get to choose whether you're playing this game or not. If you are a physical being and you don't just roll around nude, which I guess is its own aesthetic, nude bodybuilding is its own aesthetic. But if you're wearing something or you look a certain way, you're already presenting an idea. And so you may as well just have total control over that. And I think the other concern that guys have when they start hearing this is they think, oh God, this is going to be like a wardrobe thing and I'm going to have to buy all this shit. You don't have to be James Bond to have a good aesthetic. Although if you want to look like James Bond, that's a fine aesthetic to choose depending on what you do and what your lifestyle looks like. But the point is that you don't have to be James Bond, but you should be capable of pulling that look off. You know, there's nothing that should be standing in the way of you and going into any room that you want to and being able to put on and know how to put on that camouflage if that's not you, or to feel super comfortable in that if it is you. And, you know, one of my friends, when I first got into the financial industry and realized I would be wearing a lot of suits a lot of the time, and I was really uncomfortable in them. And he came up to me because he could see that I was uncomfortable. And being uncomfortable is not a good look and does not present a good aura of power around yourself. You know, and he came up to me and we sat down and he started talking. He's this very super stylish, very fashionable guy, but also very fit, you know, good genetics and everything like that. And he said, look, you've just got to stop. I can see what you're thinking. What you're thinking right now is that wearing a suit is some kind of like sellout thing or whatever, because, you know, you've got a ton of tattoos and all this, and you probably have these values or those values that have always told you that wearing suits was like not cool or was like just a bourgeois thing, or that, you know, you were like not that kind of guy. He was like, you probably wore a suit to like your granddad's funeral or something like that, and you probably looked like shit, because you probably grabbed a suit that you never wore before, you're never going to wear again. And so you have all this negative baggage associated with this stuff. But he said, here's the deal. The suit is a cuirass. It's a suit of armor specifically designed for a purpose. And when I had this individual come out and give a presentation to one of the events I held out here, he did a presentation on the history of the suit. And I was sort of interested to learn that the suit has a military history, that is its pedigree, is a military one that traces basically all the way back to Napoleon and Alexander before that, and that it's basically a symbol of one's sort of aristocratic and military power. And that's kind of why it stayed in fashion, and that anytime you look and you see a photo of somebody who already would look good, someone physically fit or powerful or commanding, and you put him in a suit, it conveys a certain idea and it conveys a certain something, whether we kind of even want to agree to that or not. And so this idea that suits or style or things like this are bad, I think is mostly baggage, and we kind of just have to get rid of that. But also, I don't wear a lot of suits anymore because I'm not involved in that industry anymore. And so I'm kind of back to wearing whatever I want to wear, but I don't just wing it. And so, you know, that's kind of what I want to talk a little bit about, is that a good aesthetic for any of us, I think, should be timeless and it should be clean. I'm going to talk a little bit about that second word more later too, but, you know, and a lot of what I'm talking about here is, if you're already somebody who's very comfortable with all this kind of stuff, you know, no problem. But this is a lot of stuff that maybe, if you're a younger guy and you don't really know a lot about this kind of stuff, but also even if you are someone who has to be physically presentable all the time, I'm still going to go into a few areas that I think are going to have some value for you here. So a good aesthetic should be simple and clean. I think what I see a lot of these days is everything is very loud. A lot of the aesthetic and fashion, especially of high-end brands, Versace and Gucci and all this kind of stuff, is super, super loud. And, you know, not to take a dig at it, but is more and more and more influenced by kind of like hip hop culture. And so it's very flash, lots of gold, you know, all the rest of this kind of stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. And even I like to use a little sprezzatura here and there and kind of like add a dash of that sort of thing into what I wear from time to time. But generally speaking, we want to avoid hyper loud stuff because it's not clean, it's not timeless, and a lot of it is really, it can come off as very try hard. If you're wearing a ton of jewelry, if you're wearing a ton of, you know, just sort of noisy colors, prints or patterns or anything like that. And I would even say that this goes as far as like our day-to-day when it comes to things like graphic tees. And believe me, this is coming from somebody who's, you know, produced and made a million very loud and aggressive graphic tees. But these days, generally speaking, if I'm wearing a graphic tee, I'm working or I'm in the gym, if I'm going out into the world to sort of do something where I have to interact or do business or something like that on a different level than just say like being in the gym and fist bumping guys who are like, nice bench, bro, then I follow these set of rules of simple and clean and minimal. I try to not wear a ton of stuff or accessories or anything like that. And before we get too far past it, I'd like to just make a note here on physical fitness, which is to say that if you are out of shape, if for example, you are very, very skinny to the point of it being like beanpole, or if you are overweight to a point where it's quite noticeable, almost nothing that you wear is going to look good. You are going to fool yourself into thinking that it looks good, when actually what you need to do is stop investing money in things and start investing money and time in yourself in order to change the aesthetic from the core up. Because whatever we put on it, we still have to put that thing on something, okay? Our physical form truly is what we are without any of the trappings, which I guess takes us back to nude bodybuilding, but that if you don't look good with nothing on, you won't look good with something on. And so the most important stuff that we can do that I'm going to dig into here is not even like clothes to wear. It's things that we can do to make ourselves look better without any of that shit, and things that are going to make us more confident and present a sharper image in general. So when I say simple and clean, I'm going to give you an example of what I mean, which is, okay, and you can use this or not. I'm not really a minimalist. You know, I have like a ton of books and stuff like that, but I do live in a really small house by choice. I moved out of a 3-story huge house in the city into a really small one that I had built. I like smaller space because it gives me less area to fill up with stuff, and you have to think more about what you actually want to have and want to buy. So it's not that I'm against having things, it's that I'd prefer to have the right things. And my sort of dress or wardrobe aesthetic follows this. I have some graphic tees and stuff that I wear if I'm like on a bike or if I'm, you know, if I'm at the gym, like I said, but generally speaking, I wear almost the same thing every day, like following the rules that a lot of guys that you've seen follow. But I don't want to wear something every day that looks like I just threw it on and it's like schlepped together. So generally speaking, I'll have a couple, say three, black tees that are plain black tees, some good brand so that I don't have to replace them all the time. I even like some of the Next Level blanks, that I've used for printing on, but you know, usually something with a good brand on it. You know, and it doesn't have to be anything crazy, just not a piece of shit that's going to fall apart immediately. It's definitely better to spend a little more money once than a little money a shitload of times because things keep falling apart. So yeah, like three black tees. I have like three black, maybe like Boss V-necks. And I wear the same exact pair of jeans pretty much every day, the same style. I have three pairs. If they fall to pieces, I cut them off for, you know, the gym. They're like, in case anyone's wondering, I wear Levi 514 stretch because I can, in a pinch, if I need to, I can go to the gym and squat in them because they have a little bit of flex in them. And I like stuff that's multi-purpose. If I had to run from the cops or something in a pair of those, I could do it. You know, and so I tend to do things really, really simple. I have a couple of rash guards and stuff to train in. And then as far as footwear, you know, I have a pair of cowboy boots. I've got a pair of boots that I like to ride in. I've got Adidas Sambas for my day-to-day. If I am running from the cops, I hope not. I haven't had to do that in a long time, but if I had to, they'd be good shoes to do it in. And so, like I said, my point is that I don't like to accumulate a great deal of stuff. I like to test out and see what I like and then cut everything else out so that I don't have to sit there and think about what am I going to wear today. I don't have to make a ton of aesthetic decisions on a day-to-day in my life because an aesthetic is not about what I choose to look like today. An aesthetic is a certain underlying set of rules and principles that I sort of guide my whole look by. If I want to take that black t-shirt and black jeans and like plain black cowboy boots and add something to it, I can throw on a leather jacket with some spikes and studs because I like a rock and roll vibe. But the point is I can take that basic core and I can add something to it that's like one thing and sort of bring a whole vibe there, but that's part of the aesthetic. It's part of the general aesthetic. You know, you're not going to see me make huge deviations from that, and that's because I've taken the time to experience and sort of figure out what I like. And so you can do that too. And you can sort of take the time to figure out what it is that you like, what makes you feel good, what makes you feel powerful, and what's simple and what feels timeless for you. And then you can sort of go with that and kind of cut out a lot of other stuff and choices from your life, because I don't think we should ever be sitting there for an hour trying to figure out, oh my God, whatever shall I wear to the ball? I also have two nice suits. At this point, I used to have more. I've got two now. I've got a Boss and a Huntsman in case I need to go somewhere nice. Those are tailored. As most people who have met me in person are aware of, I'm pretty short and pretty stocky. So there's not a lot of places that I can take a shirt off the rack and have it fit a 20-inch neck of a dude who's well under 6 feet tall. So I have to have everything tailored. Tailoring is a good thing to do. It's unavoidable with suits and stuff like that. So if you are doing that, do not wear something off the rack if you're looking to dress to impress. Make sure you have it tailored for you in some kind of, you know, reasonably modern, but again, timeless style. You don't have to have a suit that looks like you're wearing fucking skinny jeans with a pair of sneakers and like a hooded t-shirt on underneath it because you've watched like Billions or something like that. I think that's an atrocious hyper-modern look, but if you like it, more power to you. Let's talk about now some immediate things. So like wardrobe and stuff like that, that's kind of enough said on that. As far as it goes, I think that there's, how much is enough depends on what you do for a living really and what your needs are. How much is enough is like, you know, in tactical shit, you know, all the guys who are like bushcraft dudes and tactical guys always say two is one and one is none, right? So it's Murphy's Law. If I only have like one t-shirt on hand and I need it, it's going to be dirty or I'm going to spill something on it. So I like to have at least two. Generally, I think three is better, unless it's footwear. But, you know, have two suits, have a couple of tees, have a couple of like long sleeves, whatever it is you like, have a couple of fucking outfits for the gym. That's enough, man. You know, and I think that this is something that we can touch on here is that at a certain point, it is not, it doesn't make you not masculine to care about what you look like. But I think at a certain point, there becomes a foppishness level to this that can become a bit of a parody where I've gone into dudes' places and they've had 50 pairs of shoes and stuff like that. And if that's what they're into, God bless. But I find it a bit off-putting if guys have more than like fucking 20 pairs of shoes. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, all right, man, enough is maybe enough. But they might say the same thing with me and guns or something like that. Who knows? But so, you know, basically the rules to follow is make it simple, make it timeless, explore your own aesthetic. And then once you've figured out the guardrails, stay within that and don't accumulate like too much shit. When it comes to cleaning up your look in general and stuff that you can do that's fast or that's immediate rather and immediately applicable that you can do to pretty much today, change the way people view you and look at you. Here's the fastest things you can fucking do. One is be clean. This so much seems to go without saying, but absolutely does not. I've seen guys roll out and they look like they've like put themselves together reasonably well and they got shit in their ears and they've got like scalp flakes going everywhere and they got like crust in the corner of their mouth or they like have sleep in their eyes or their shirt's got a stain on it that they didn't notice because they didn't look at it before they put it on or there's dog hair all over them or whatever. Being clean is the number one thing that you can do for your vibe, especially if you're somebody like me who's got like a shitload of tattoos and everything. You've got to work pretty hard to make sure that you look presentable even with all of that stuff. And it can be a challenge, but being clean is one of the easiest things that you can do. You know, the second thing is get a haircut. If your hair is kind of all over the place and you have trouble managing that, get a really simple, again, something simple and timeless. Just get a classic haircut. But if you're going to get something like, you know, a high and tight or a fade or something like that, just do that and upkeep it, you know, once or twice a month. With any luck, you'll wind up looking so good that you'll get a girlfriend who knows how to cut hair and you can marry her and then never have to pay another dollar to have a haircut again. If that's not her thing, it's not that expensive to go to a barber and get your hair done a couple of times a month to avoid looking like a total fucking maniac. Unless, again, that's exactly what you're going for because you play in like a fucking power violence band or something like that and that's what you want. If that's your aesthetic, that's totally fine. Work on your posture and like, so before we get into that, like getting a haircut includes shaving. Nothing looks worse than like a guy who thinks that having a beard makes him more masculine, but he's either got a really shitty beard and it's like either too thin or like peach fuzzy. If your shit is like peach fuzz, just shave, clean shave. You know, if you let it go crazy, it looks like hell. It doesn't make you look more masculine. It makes you fucking look homeless. So, you know, clean up the whole thing. Jiu-jitsu has given me an extreme attention to like fingernail cleanliness and length. Clean your fingernails, trim your fingernails, you know, don't smell bad, you know, make sure you're showered, use a regular fucking deodorant and then maybe like a light cologne, but don't like hose yourself down and stuff. Just be clean, man. It's like Jordan Peterson shit, I know, but it's like, do not, we do not simply believe that by taking a shower, we can take on the entire imperial globalist, but it seems like it should go without saying, but oftentimes it doesn't, so be clean. That's the number one thing you can do. So with all the rest of this kind of stuff, the last thing that I sort of want to touch on with this is playing the hand that you were given, and what I mean by that is not just like, if you're short, dress like a short person. If you're tall, dress like a tall. I mean that if you're already in your 30s and you've got a certain look, for example, if you're someone like me and you've got tattoos on your head, you're going to have to choose a certain angle that fits with the lifestyle that you live and sort of the bed that you've made up until now. You don't have to be trapped by anything that you've done. You can switch things over completely tomorrow if you want to. But if you are, for example, like somebody who, I don't know, if you have to deal with people every day, like you're a salesman or something, showing up to their house with like a fucking bull ring in your nose and a mohawk, who knows, maybe you could make it work for you, but probably not going to be the most effective way to get sales. So I guess what I mean is make sure that you have an aesthetic choice that matches up with the actual lifestyle that you're able to live. Instead of picking something that is sort of acts as a drawback to it. You know what I mean? I was never worried about, you know, everybody always asks, you know, do you regret your tattoos? I don't regret any of my tattoos. But I recommend young guys not get tattoos. And that's because when you're young, you don't really know yet what all turns your life's going to take. And you give yourself certainly more options for things down the line if you don't have them. So if I could go back and not get them, I would probably not have any tattoos. I had so many already by the time I was even like 20 that it was sort of a done deal by then, and that getting more has never held me back. It's never stopped me from getting a job, even in fucking rooms full of billionaires. So you can definitely outwork I don't know what you want to call it, a thuggish aesthetic, as long as you have a good attitude and good bearing and you're courteous and respectful. But just make sure you're playing the hand you've got. So in another episode, I want to talk a little bit about this idea of gray man versus heroic aesthetic and stuff like that, and certain different aesthetic types that you can sort of set your sights on, and we can dive into more specifics. So this is kind of like a little crash course intro on not looking like shit. And, you know, I hope that this was a win for some of you guys or was on target for some of you guys. It's a pretty broad topic, and I know a lot of people may not be interested in this, but you just can never forget that no matter what you do in this life and no matter where you go, it doesn't matter if you went in for a job interview or you came out here to meet me and my friends. People are looking and they're judging you all the time because the world is not, oh, I don't judge anyone for how they look. That's bullshit. Everyone judges everyone for how they look all the time. And I've seen guys come out here and get hassled by one of the guys who's very militaristic in the way that he approaches life for having like what he calls bacon collar, which is like a crinkled up where your collar gets all folded up on like flannel shirts or on polos and stuff. So little stuff matters to different people and you never know who you're dealing with. So it's always best to be sharp, to be on point, and to make sure that no one else gets to call the shots and decide who you are. You've chosen that aesthetic for yourself and you've said, this is who I am, or at least this is who I'm going to present to the world. And that's where the tactical nature comes in, which we'll get into as well, guys. Thank you for listening. Come on as a monthly supporter if you want to. It helps me keep running the podcast. You can come on for $1, $4.99 or $9.99 each month. And I'm going to try to get a new mic and everything like that set up so the next one of these sounds better. I appreciate y'all's patience. Hope everyone's having a great day. Thanks a lot. Hit me up at the email. You can just reply to any of the emails. If you want to chit chat with me, if you've got suggestions for emails or future podcasts, I try to answer every email that gets sent to me, guys. So thanks a lot. Have a great day.